From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There have been at least three explosions today in Baghdad, killing at least 30 people and wounding 224. NPR's Jonathan Blakely went to the site of one of the bombings in front of the Iranian embassy.
The head of Iraq's civil defense is blaming terrorists for these attacks, but he wasn't specific in which kind of terrorists. Who actually planned the series of explosions, who pulled them off. These types of explosions have all the trademarks of Al-Qaeda, but right now we don't know exactly who pulled this off, or why, for that matter.
NPR's Jonathan Blakely at the Iranian embassy. The other two bombing scenes were in neighborhoods near the Egyptian and German embassies. The California National Guard reports an American Army linguist has returned home after being held for more than 2 months in Iraq. Issa Salomi returned to San Diego this weekend. The 60-year-old had been kidnapped in Baghdad in January. The Pentagon says Salomi was safe, healthy, and unharmed when he was released March 27th. In South Africa, President Jacob Zuma has called for calm following the murder of a white supremacist leader. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Gull reports.
Eugene Terreblanche led a semi-secret resistance organization committed to the restoration of an independent republic for Afrikaners, arrested numerous times over the years for crimes including weapons possession and malicious damage to property. Terreblanche repeatedly called for violent resistance to a takeover by the African National Congress. His followers wore brown shirts with swastika-like insignia. The 66-year-old Terreblanche was hacked to death while sleeping, allegedly following a labor dispute, and police have arrested two farm laborers who they say have confessed. Though police say the crime was not politically motivated, Afrikaner organizations are citing the reemergence of a controversial song, Kill the Boer, as creating a climate for such a murder. Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Johannesburg.
Thousands of anti-government protesters have filled the streets of Thailand's capital. They say they won't leave Bangkok until the country's prime minister quits and new elections are called. Prime Minister Abhasit broadcast his request today that protesters go home. They've been thronging the city for weeks. The protesters believe the current government is illegal. Many support ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. He was forced out by the Thai military in a bloodless coup. Pope Benedict's personal preacher is offering an apology to Jews for remarks he gave during a Good Friday homily. Father Ranira Cantalamessa had said criticism of Benedict's handling of the clergy sex abuse scandal was like anti-Semitism. His remarks touched off a storm of denunciation. Today, Cantalamessa said he was sorry and did not mean to offend Jews or abuse victims. The Vatican had said the preacher's remarks did not represent the official view of the Vatican. Today, a spokesman said the first time the Pope knew of it was when Cantalamessa spoke. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Thousands of people are filling Jerusalem's cavernous Church of the Holy Sepulchre today, celebrating Easter. Many Christians believe the church is the site of Jesus' crucifixion and burial. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in the Old City and says demand for seats in the church is high, as both Eastern and Western denominations mark Easter on the same day this year.
The Church of the Holy Sepulchre, because it is such an important site for Christianity, is kind of carved up, if you will, and different denominations have different areas within the Church of the Holy Sepulchre that they kind of own. And so you have a Catholic part where Catholic services are held. You have a Greek Orthodox part where Greek Orthodox services are held. And you have an Ethiopian part where the Ethiopian Coptic community holds their services. So pretty much it is divided up. So on a day like today, the different denominations can go to their different part of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre to mark the occasion of Easter.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro. The teams for the men's NCAA basketball championship game are set. Duke defeated West Virginia and Butler beat Michigan State to advance to the game Monday night. Butler forward Gordon Hayward says all the hard work this season is paying off.
It's what we've strived for since the beginning, since the fall when we did fundamentals on defense. And the whole year we've talked about the next game. And that's what we're focusing on. And so just real excited that the next game is going to be for a national championship.
And the next game will be played in Indianapolis, Butler's hometown. Meteorologists say the Patuxent River is dropping back into its banks in Rhode Island more quickly than thought. The Patuxent and other rivers overflowed their banks during last week's heavy storm, triggering record flooding in Rhode Island. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.